The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. We are searching for trouble. What's on David Trainer's radar? Remember that at New Constructs, well, their radar works in sort of two ways. They're looking for things that ping as most attractive, and they're looking for things that resonate as most dangerous. And typically what makes something attractive is that there's value there that hasn't been recognized. And what makes something dangerous is that there's trouble there that hasn't been recognized. Now, we don't always know what the catalyst is going to be. It's one of the questions I always ask David that he tells me is tough to answer. But what he does know from digging in at the bottom and working his way up is that he sees things that basically mislead investors. If you want to know how it works, if you want to learn more about the most attractive and most dangerous stocks list, if you want to check out their blog, go to newconstructs.com. Follow them on Twitter. They're at newconstructs. But right now, David Trainer is here. And I'm pleased to say, David, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Briggs & Stratton.
Danger, danger.
Okay, Briggs & Stratton Corporation, its ticker symbol BGG. This is the engine maker, sort of small engines, I guess, mostly, but that's what I at least think of them as. Engines and, you know, lawnmowers and things along those lines. What is troublesome and worrisome about Briggs & Stratton?
We think that another dividend cut is imminent and likely guiding down in terms of both revenues and earnings. And a valuation that is way too high. It's got a long way to fall.
It's not like the dividend is sky high on this thing. It's a stock with like a 2.5% yield.
Yeah, so it's cut in half though since 2007 already, and cash flow is even weaker. Debt's just as high. I mean, I'm just trying to hit the catalyst before you even have to ask, Chuck.
Okay, so that's what's going to send the stock cratering. But that's obviously true. Before you get to that point, there are things that you see, you know, again, we're always looking for the catalyst. We don't always find it. Why is this stock, which, as you pointed out, has been coming down, it's lost over 10% from its 52-week high, et cetera. Why is this stock headed for more trouble? What's wrong here in the numbers?
The first thing that you got to have is something that's too expensive, right? And so at $21 a share, it implies the company's going to grow profits by 10% compounded annually for almost 20 years. That's pretty bad for a company that's not grown at all over the last 16 years. All right, profits are effectively flat. So it's really expensive. And profits have been in decline, and they've been in decline in kind of a big way. And we talk about how acquisitions are often highly misleading because they make accounting earnings go up when cash flows go down. This is a perfect story of a business that's not been able to grow organically. And so what do? They go out and they make a bunch of acquisitions, which ironically is a repeat of a mistake, you know, they made back in the late 1970s. You know, they made a huge acquisition back then to get an international, to diversify, all the things you do acquisitions for. And they just made the same mistake over the last 5 years. The CEO in 2011 talked about embarking on an aggressive plan to dramatically improve the size of the company and its profits. And all that we've seen is acquisition after acquisition, margins and returns on capital have declined. And we see write-downs increasing, right? Which is the telltale sign of management failure, right? They're going out, they're buying assets, and guess what? They're telling us at the end of the day, they're worth less than what we paid for them. So the opposite of creating shareholder value. So the business, the economics of the business are headed down. The valuation's way too high. At some point, these things have to rectify.
At what point? At what level do they rectify? Where do you get to where you go, okay, there's been enough pain here, or perhaps the better question, how much further do they have to fall?
So I told you that to justify $21, they got to grow 20% compound annually for the next 18 years. If you assume a 6% growth for 18 years, 6% growth, which we think is, I don't know if I would call it reasonable, but it's certainly a lot more likely, right? It's worth $13 a share, or about 38% downside. The no growth value of the stock, if it doesn't grow, which is pretty much what it's done over the last, 15 years, I think we show in our model.
Right.
16 years. It's fallen by 1%. NOPAT or profits have fallen by 1% compounded annually over the last 16 years, despite revenue growing up, going by a lot, right? That's the acquisition thing. The no growth value of the stock, $7. So if profits sort of stay the way they are and don't ever grow, which, by the way, has been the trend for the last 16 years, it's $7 stock.
Is this company worth something to somebody as a takeover target? And if so, what would you value it at then?
You know, that always, of course, depends upon the takeover, the person doing the taking. We've seen some incredibly expensive takeout prices in these markets, for sure. But I think that they know that anybody looking at the, you know, as an acquirer, anyone doing real diligence would have a really hard time doing anything over 13%. I mean, look, you know, making engines, especially small engines, and making sort of machines that use small engines, not a lot of competitive advantages there or barriers to entry that are possible. That's why the business is in decline. So I wouldn't hope for a takeout by crazy, what we call stupid money risk. And one last point, I hear the music coming on. We like to say follow the insider's lead. In the past 6 months, insiders have sold 15% of their holdings while buying zero.
Yeah. So you put it all together, and yeah, you're looking at a stock that's trading at close to $21 that, in a best case scenario, is worth about 2/3 of that. In a worst case scenario, is worth even less. Yeah, that's why Briggs & Stratton Corporation, BGG, is in the danger zone. David Trainer, president of New Constructs, thanks so much for joining me on Money Life.
Great to be with you, Chuck.
Remember, you can get more information at newconstructs.com, on Twitter at newconstructs. Up next, the Money Life Market Call with Carl Mills from Jerika Mills & Kiefer.
Dangerous.